A Pentagon panel is recommending that decisions to prosecute service members for sexual assault be made by independent authorities and not commanders. It would be a major reversal of military practice, a change long sought by Congress. The recommendation by an independent review commission created by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin goes against decades of Pentagon arguments to keep cases within the chain of command. Michael O'Hanlon, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, joined us earlier this evening on WTOP to discuss the panel's recommendation and whether Lloyd Austin will follow it.
This has been something where commanders were always strongly opposed. Even the most forward-leaning and gender-unbiased people that I've known have never wanted this kind of a step. They've just felt that there's something special about military command and the relationship of commanders to their troops that should allow this issue to be addressed somehow within the normal family, so to speak, within the normal unit. But I think that maybe is in relation to lesser offenses. And when we're talking about serious harassment or, heaven forbid, sexual violence, discrimination, I don't think there's any room for a commander just being able to forgive and forget because somehow he or she decides that it's better for their unit. If there's been a crime committed, something as serious as a sexual crime, then I see no particular reason to allow a commander to have leeway over sort of sweeping that under the rug just because somehow it can be put in a broader context. So obviously, with these sorts of things, you do always worry about unleashing a flood of complaints that somehow can be spurious or excessive. But I don't really think that's the main issue here. I really think the main issue is the safety and the well-being of especially our women, but of all service members, over something that's been a very serious problem within the armed forces and shown no particular signs of getting better over the years. So I think the panel is on solid ground, and I think, you know, I don't want to speak for Secretary Austin, but I think he'll take it very seriously.
I know that you know through your work at Brookings and elsewhere and through our reporting here at WTOP, it is heart-wrenching to speak to women who so wanted to serve in the military. It was their dream, and they got there and were attacked by someone. And then, because of the commander's decision not to prosecute, they have to see that man every day during the course of their work. I mean, it's just, on a human level, absolutely awful. And then, if you want to talk about readiness and the military being ready to do its job, that's another reason where perhaps they'd want to go with this recommendation.
Well, I think you're right. And the scenario that you sketch out, which, of course, is not the only kind of scenario that we're talking about, but the kind of scenario that you sketch out is exactly the one that must be treated with the utmost seriousness, that it's not within the prerogative of any commander who's primarily concerned, let's say, about the well-being of the unit to somehow decide that, therefore, an egregious crime should be ignored. And I think that there is room for gray when we're talking about certain kinds of low-level harassment. You could imagine a situation where you would want a commander to be able to give somebody a second chance, and maybe that could be good for the unit. So I'm not trying to, you know, be the judge, jury, and executioner on each and every kind of situation, but we're talking about serious ongoing discrimination or sexual violence or things that rise to the level of crimes. I don't see any reason why there should be a basis for getting a get out of jail free card. That's been the tradition that the commanders had that prerogative. And most commanders I know in the military are unforgiving about sexual violence and sexual discrimination. So in that sense, this is an important step, but we shouldn't expect it to erase the problem because we've already had a lot of people who have been trying to deal with this problem. All that said, sexual crimes cannot be treated as somehow easily forgivable offenses that don't have proper due process associated with them. And so I think this recommendation is overdue and probably will be accepted.
Michael O'Hanlon, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, joining us on Skype.